The newly sworn-in Masaka District Chairperson, John Kakande, has called for a special inquiry into what he described as suspicious allocations of public land that have contributed to environmental degradation in the district. In his inauguration speech, Kakande expressed concern over the rampant destruction of forests and wetlands, blaming individuals who allegedly acquired public land irregularly through collusion with former political leaders and technical officers. According to Kakande, Masaka District has over the years lost significant portions of public land, including protected forest reserves and wetlands, which were allegedly parceled out and allocated to private individuals who are now degrading the ecosystem for personal gain. He cited loss of national forests along the Lake Victoria shoreline in Vukakata and Chanamukaka sub-counties, saying some individuals irregularly obtained certificates of ownership and lease titles on land that is supposed to remain protected as public property. He argued that unscrupulous individuals illegally altered the land use status of these protected areas and sold them off despite environmental risks involved. Masaka District leadership has now returned to the National Resistance Movement after the party's candidates defeated those of the opposition National Unity Platform, which had dominated the previous council. The new district council comprises 19 members, with only one opposition councillor from NUP and two independents.